You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, it's going to be hard to transition from anything other than the biggest issue of not just the night, but for many, many years, what's happened in Budapest at the MPI conference. My good friends jailed and expelled. And we don't even know what's happening with Richard Spencer, who's not only a good man, but a family man. His wife is expecting right now, and he's suffering through this indignation. But we'll find out, and we'll continue to report on it next week. Guaranteed there will be a follow-up to this story, and I want to thank Paul Fromm, live from Budapest tonight, live from Budapest, and, of course, Sam Dixon battling through laryngitis. What a great show it's been. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller, salute to the Bombardier for getting fired up, as he should be, with righteous indignation over what has befallen our comrades and our brothers overseas. We have Keith Alexander now on the line, who is calling in tonight since he has not yet made it back to Memphis and couldn't make it to the studio this evening, but he is calling in. And we have another caller on the line, which we'll get to immediately as soon as we welcome Keith to the show. So, Keith, thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. It sounds like the spirit of Bella Kuhn is alive and well, haunting the government of Hungary, you know, just like Bella Kuhn was, who had a communist regime there or a Marxist regime for about 6 months in 1919. The same type of repression that marked his tenure apparently still exists in Hungary today.
Well, it certainly does, Keith, and there's not much more we can say until we hear from the principals about this. That would be Bill Regner and Richard Spencer, and we will hear from them next week. In fact, I'd gotten emails from them just as recently as 24 to 48 hours ago. A lot's changed since then, but we will follow up on this story next week. It's hard to transition from the story to other pressing affairs of state, but we're going to make that transition this hour and talk about other topics not related to those which we covered the first 2 hours. But before we do that, we want to welcome Courtney from Alabama to the show, who has called in and has something to say. Courtney, thanks for reaching out.
Hi, James and Keith, and thanks for taking my call. I know I just called 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to make this quick. But can I please say something in defense of Southern white men after those last two segments?
By all means.
Okay. Everything your guest says is spot on. Both Sam Dixon and Paul Fromm, I respect both of them. Everything they said was spot on. The South is brainwashed on foreign policy and patriotism, blind patriotism. But I also want to say that Southern white men appear to be the most racially conscious group in this country. And I actually have a list here of, you know, a bunch of names in the movement who, you know, leaders in the movement, and they all appear to mostly be Southerners. James Edwards, Keith Alexander, Winston Smith, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, the late Bill Rowland, Don Black, David Duke, Sam Dixon, Hunter Wallace, Jared Taylor has Confederate ancestors, Richard Spencer is from Texas. Hope I'm not missing anybody, and there's great leaders from Canada and Europe and other parts of America. I'm not dismissing them, but I just had to do that in defense of my Southern white brother. So I hope that's okay.
Courtney, so, excuse me. Like Sam Dixon, I have a bit of a cold myself tonight with the changing weather. Not nearly to the extent that he did. I keep coughing this evening, but I appreciate the sentiment, and certainly you're spot on as well. You are right, and they are right. Certainly, I think we expect more from those who descended from the lineage of Forrest and Lee and Jackson, and not to say that we're all related to them, but we are in spirit, if not in blood and soil. But yes, I mean, obviously there are great leaders out there who hail from the South, who realize things and take action and take decisive action and charge of a situation. But as a whole, I mean, certainly we can agree that we would expect more from this region and have gotten far less than should have been expected. That's not any disparage of the South. That's not to disparage the South. It's just to say we hold the South to a higher standard, and it's sad when you see so many blind in worship to Israel and, you know, not speaking out in defense of those fellow Southerners who were jailed in Budapest this week for daring to think for themselves. And so it's an interesting case here where you are right and they are right, and those two differing opinions don't contradict one another, if that makes any sense.
It does, and I do respect both of the guests, and they were spot on. I agree with everything they said. The South is extremely brainwashed on that topic, but you know that is something that the other parts of the country are more awake on. You know, that and the Zionist issue, and you know all that. But you know, the flip side is that I do think that down here we when it comes to strictly race issues, especially recognizing the problems with black behavior and crime. And the problems on the Mexican border, since we're just closer to all of it and more familiar with it, I do think that our men down here are, you know, the biggest fighters in that regard. So.
No, you're right. I mean, you can certainly talk to any man on the street in the South, and he would realize certain truths that are have been deemed to be taboo, and there's no doubt about that. 9 out of 10 would speak honestly about these issues. However, they would also be the first to sign up for any foreign excursion of the American government. In you know, overseas conflagrations. So it's an interesting case study, and we'll talk more about it to be sure. But thank you for your call tonight, Courtney, and for your solidarity and for your best wishes and support.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me, and see y'all soon in Memphis.
You got it,
Thanks.
My friend. Thank you.
That'd be great.
All right, Keith, well, we only have a minute or two left in this segment. I'll let you wrap up perhaps a couple of thoughts on the things you've heard this segment, and then me and you are going to depart from the topic that has dominated the first 2 hours and change of this show and get onto a couple of other topics. But take it away.
Well, let's talk about why Southerners, particularly fundamentalist Christian Southerners, seem to have lost their way regarding the principles of the Founding Fathers regarding foreign interventionism. Primarily, most all of our foreign intervention is driven by the interests of the State of Israel. And that's what gets us into all of these problems in the Middle East. Now, the way that we got there is the theology of a Scottish theologian named John Darby from the 19th century that departed from Orthodox Christian teaching and saying that the Jews were actually the chosen people. The Jews of today are still the chosen people of God, when Orthodox Christian theology had for time in memoriam determined or had creed that Jews were the chosen people until the coming of Christ. And when Christ came to earth, when God came to earth, in fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, then Christians became the chosen people. And Jews were who remained true to the old Judaism and did not recognize Christ as their Lord and Savior were just as lost as Tok.
That All right, is, Keith, yeah. Hold on. We got to take a break. I hate to do it. I hate to do it when a genius is in mid-thought. You and Eddie and Bill, I've had to do it to everyone.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, this has been a show to remember. I mean, you know, God help me, I'm trying to avoid over-embellishing, but, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years, a decade in radio. This is a rare program. You know, the topics we've covered tonight are not topics we normally cover. We cover a lot of sad, depressing, demoralizing content, but, you know, when you're talking about people you know, people that you know are good, decent, law-abiding, productive members of society being jailed for having beliefs, decent beliefs. Well, that doesn't make for a common show. We have Keith Alexander here. We've got to depart, and we've got to cover some other things. There's some things with Keith I absolutely have to cover with him this hour. Time has been precious tonight, and let me tell you something. This is live radio. This is what live radio sounds like, because 24 hours ago, I had an entirely different show planned. We were not going to spend any time talking about the conference in Hungary. We were going to wait until next week after what we thought would be a successful conference. We were going to wait until next week and hear about it and pat each other on the back. We hadn't allocated any time tonight to that conference. We spent 2 hours and change talking about it tonight and hadn't gotten to the first thing that I had planned to cover. That's what live radio is all about. And before I toss it back to Keith, I want to get to Matt the Copperhead. Matt the Copperhead in New York, who is a loyal listener of this show, never misses a broadcast, and I'm sure has been tuned in tonight, very interested. What do you have for us, Matt?
What's going on, James and Keith and the rest of the cesspool family? Well, I think we're seeing, unfortunately, another example of the modern-day long reach of international Jewry. What happened in Hungary and Budapest is a prime example of what our people are facing around the world. And I've seen the clip in the pub where various members of National Policy Institute were hanging around, Richard Spencer. And I also have to see the faces of the Gendarmerie, the Hungarian National Police Force, as they go in. I think Paul Frum hit it on the head, where they were going into what they thought was going to be a riot, and seeing thugs and you know, hooligans, and they were a little bit dumbfounded to find you know, upstanding, well-spoken individuals.
Well, I mean, obviously, Copperhead, you're entirely accurate in your assessment there, and what they found, as is always the case with people we know. And that's not to say that reactionary, over-the-top, overzealous people don't exist. There are people out there that wear jack boots and that have swastikas tattooed in their forehead, but I've never met one of them. I mean, the things that we believe in are legitimate.
We run in, James, and I know. Many, many Hungarians, especially over here in New York, and they all say the same thing. What was shaping up to be a bright future for all of Central Europe, and a clean break from the Western Europe, and its debauchery and the whole thought of the 68 generation, and a new light was taking place, is trying to be snuffed out. And they'll say it to a man, to a person here in the States. The Hungarians I know are saying, and they know exactly who is behind it. There's no ambiguity to it.
Well, I mean, everything you said is true. It seems like someone is swimming in high tide out there. I don't know who's bringing all the static, whether it's you or Keith as he drives back to Tennessee from Memphis, or to Tennessee from Mississippi, rather. But I mean, Matt, I mean, very quickly, and then we'll go to Keith. I know he's driving and trying to man his vehicle while hosting or co-hosting a nationally syndicated talk radio show, which is probably against some law, if truth be known. But your final thoughts, Copperhead, on what you've heard tonight from Dixon and Frum especially.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with Sam Dixon that we've entered a new phase of where people got to buckle down in their beliefs and make stands. I'm not advocating violence, obviously, but, you know, we've gone into a new era where, you know, we can't have individuals for years like Ernst Sundell take all the heat, and even yourself taking all the hits. You know, it's going to have to be, you know, we either stand up and believe in what we believe in for our people, or we go the way of the dodo.
Well, and all we believe in is what? That we should have a right to self-determination, that we should be enabled, as all other races are and all other ethnicities are, to be proud of who we are and to want to preserve our distinct and unique culture and heritage. I mean, what's wrong with that? Do I hate anybody? No. And that's the truth. I hate no one. I don't hate anybody. I don't even hate the people who hate me. I don't even hate the people who've made my life miserable. The people
move on,
who have
man.
Thrown spears at me, who have thrown spears at me for 10 years. I don't hate Morris Deeds. I don't hate Abraham Foxman, but I do love my people, and that's what motivates me to take action.
You made a good point of mentioning him, because I guarantee the orders, even though they were enacted in Budapest from the Hungarian government, the true orders, we all know where they came from and where they originated.
Well,
Most likely, could be the case.
City
where I stand tonight.
Well, Copperhead, you're in enemy-occupied territory, and I thank you for the call-in tonight. And thank you, Copperhead, truly. Keith, once again, we find ourselves with just enough time not to enter into another subject, and there's so many I have 3 hours of content that I'm not going to be able to get to tonight, but I'm not regretting that because, you know, it is what it is. We have to cover this news, and what's sad is that we're the only radio program in the country tonight or this week that has covered this incident in Budapest that would be a human rights violation if it had occurred to any other group of people except for white Christians. So, Keith, take it from there. Give us a couple of minutes, and then when we come back, I promise, my brother, we're gonna have some more time.
Well, you know, our people are dazed and confused, and I do agree with Matt that you're seeing a ratcheting up of the repression, not only in America, but worldwide, particularly in Europe. And basically, Europe is like a canary in the coal mine. What we're seeing happen in Europe now will be happening in America soon enough, unless it's effectively countered in Europe. What's happening in Canada is going to happen here as well. Hate speech laws, things like this. Just an effort to stop any type of dissent whatsoever from the egalitarian party line. And, you know, that just seems to be the, you know, the way things are trending. It's, you would think that we would be making headway in the other way, but I think that the opposition is ramping up their opposition to freedom of speech and freedom of thought. And it's going to be up to us to, our generation is going to have to, fight the good fight, or else, you know, it's going to be lost once and for all.
Well, Keith, as you speak, we are receiving emails from people in the know. Richard Spencer is being deported from Hungary and banned 3 years from entering that particular section of Europe. He writes from jail. And if true, this post-communist country's political ban would be accepted by this entire region of Europe, which is Western Europe. It's absolutely abominable. This would not be allowed to occur if it was anybody else but our people. It should be railed against, folks, and we're dedicating nearly an entire program to this. But when we come back tonight, at least Richard is alive. I guess we should take pride in that. When we come back in a minute, we're going to talk about Christopher Columbus, and we're going to give Keith the floor to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, as I mentioned before, as difficult as it is to transition, there are a couple of things I want to cover tonight, not the least of which is the fact, and it may have gone unnoticed to you, and certainly if the American media and the American government had anything to do with it, it would be bypassed entirely. Keith Alexander, obviously in a blizzard right now as he drives back from Mississippi to Tennessee. But Christopher Columbus Day is on Monday. If I'm not mistaken, am I right about that, Keith? Monday is Columbus Day?
That's right. October the 13th, ironically, Columbus Day this year.
All right, so that would be a week from Monday then.
This Monday, is Columbus Day, I believe.
Right. Okay, so the 6th. Okay, well, whatever day it is, it's in October, but it is this Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Well, Keith, you wrote a magnum opus, if I do say so, about Columbus Day for thepoliticalcesspool.org, which we will once again run, I think, for the third or fourth consecutive year. In celebration of Columbus Day, I don't know if you remember it. I have the luxury of being able to read it now. I'm looking at it as we speak, as you drive into Tennessee from Mississippi and as I broadcast live from the studio tonight. What is it about Columbus Day that motivated you to write such a piece, and what is it in that piece that you want to share with the audience tonight?
Well, it occurred to me that Columbus Day, for what you might term a minor holiday, seems to have gone a particularly disproportionate amount of attention from the left. The left is, very strong in its denunciation of Columbus Day and Christopher Columbus. And that got me to thinking, why is that? Why would the left be so fixated on Columbus Day? And then it occurred to me that Columbus Day basically celebrates the advent of the white race in the New World. White people came, they saw, and they conquered, just like Caesar did. And the world has been a better place because of it. But the left, in their re-education attempt, would try to have you believe that the Americas were a paradise, a pristine, primeval paradise populated by fun-loving early environmentalists called the Indians, until Europeans came and introduced violence and disease and all sorts of negative behaviors and characteristics. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And this article was an effort to try to tell the truth about what happened when Europeans came to the New World and what effect it had. First of all, what they found, what Indian civilization, to use the term loosely, was, and how the advent of the white race in North America and South America basically improved the lives of not only white people, but every other race of people that came to the Americas.
Well, Keith, it's an excellent piece, and you cover all of that and more in it, and as it runs on Monday, and it will be our only featured blog entry on Monday at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We normally run a couple of entries per day. This will dominate Monday, Columbus Day, as it should, remembering Christopher Columbus, and it's a piece written by Keith that we all want to share with you, and it's important to remember our heroes. Christopher Columbus is a hero, and he is vilified and he's demonized in American media today, but he is certainly one worth remembering. and one whose name will live on in reverence in the hearts and minds of people who care. And those would be people like us. And so we encourage you to read Keith's piece on Monday, Cause Enough Alone.
As we're talking, I'm riding on a interstate highway in an automobile, and I doubt that any of this would have happened if white people had not come to North America. I imagine you'd be traveling either in a canoe or by foot or possibly on a horse, although that's another thing the Europeans brought to the New World were horses. If you can imagine what America would be like had America not been blessed by God with the advent of white people. It's time for us to, step up and speak up for ourselves and our race rather than sit back like a piñata and allow ourselves to be pummeled by the left and their various minority constituency groups.
Well, it's all true. And as Pat Buchanan has wrote, and as if we have repeated on this show on numerous occasions, we've heard the grievances. Where's the gratitude? Where's the gratitude for all the technological and scientific and medicinal advancements that have been born
from transportation systems, all the inventions, there would be no human progress as we understand today without the white race.
Unfortunately, that doesn't absolve us from the sins of, make-believe racism and slavery, even though all people have been in bondage at one time and another, and white people have been enslaved by blacks and vice versa. Of course, only one group pays for that. But in Christian salvation, let's not forget it was the people of Europe, the men and women of Europe, of Christendom, who brought Christian salvation to the heathen lands.
Well, they spread the Christian faith throughout the world, and, the alternative name for Europe, the home of the white race, during most of the two millennium in which Christianity has existed, was Christendom. It was the Christian part of the world.
Well, in all that notwithstanding, it's not enough to gain us anything but utter derision, mockery, contempt, scorn, and ridicule from the powers that be, and certainly their lack
of
the media.
And that's because they're in control of the media. But, the truth lives on. And the truth, as the Bible says, will set you free. And the truth is that every advancement, every blessing, every accoutrement that we associate with modern living as opposed to medieval living can be attributed almost exclusively to the white race.
And this is the thing about it, Keith. I don't want to reign supreme. I don't want to dominate anyone else. I don't want to put anybody else in bondage. I want everyone to live well and prosper and find happiness. But, we should be entitled to be proud of that which we've bestowed upon humanity and that which the minds of Europeans and European Americans that we have created and that we have given for all the world to enjoy. And there's refrigeration, air travel, cell phones, air conditioning. You name it. If you can name it, if you can think it, electricity, if you can dream it, it probably came from someone sharing a common denominator with yours truly and Keith Alexander tonight. So those are things that we wish to preserve. Those are things we wish to celebrate, and we should be allowed to celebrate it, and we shouldn't ask for permission to celebrate it. We should take that right for ourselves and demand it and be proud of it. If you can be proud to be a sexual degenerate, if you can be proud to be a pervert, if you can be proud to be a homosexual, you can be proud to be someone who descended from the line of Beethoven and Mozart and Edison and Jefferson and Lee and Forrest and so on and so forth. You could bring thousands upon thousands of examples, and all of these men are greater than those who detract from our people and those who seek to shame and scorn our people. I'll take the dirty rubbish of my kind and be proud of it because
those
are my
people.
Well,
that's exactly what happened in the New World. The dirty rubbish, these scrapings from the bottom of the jails, basically, were sent to the colonies in the Western Hemisphere. And the result is that those people had so much innate talent when they were liberated from oppressive caste and class systems, that prevailed in Europe, that they turned a total wilderness, basically a wildlife preserve, into the most flourishing economic engine that the world had ever known. And even today, we would, if we had just followed the blueprint of the founding fathers and tended to our own knitting here in the Western Hemisphere, you know, we have such an abundance of natural resources and are protected naturally by two large moats called the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, we would be absolutely a garden spot. But there seems to be some type of envy on the part of the left that wants to make sure that we suffer all the misery that the rest of the world suffers because of the shortcomings of their indigenous populations. The Ebola outbreak is a perfect example. You know, the left,
well, and that,
if people in Africa are suffering from it, we should suffer from it over here as well.
Well, and it very well may happen, as obviously manifestations from this week attest to. Keith, we've been trying to talk about the Ebola outbreak, and I know you've been hot for that topic for 3 weeks. We may have to stave it off for one more. We got the Peter Scoop Stanton, who I bumped from the first hour because of the circumstances in Hungary, and he's on deck for the next segment. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Inexplicably, we are going to transition from anything of substance and talk about Scoop Does Disney. That's right. I mean, why not? I mean, we had such a horrendous night of radio, not in terms of content, mind you, and certainly not in terms of guests or the contributions of Eddie Miller and Keith Alexander, but the topics we have talked about tonight have been so heavy and depressing in one way, but, you know, we've certainly seen leadership and heroism in another. Those willing to be jailed for their beliefs in the year 2014. Encouraging, yes. Regrettable, sure, but encouraging. Well, listen, we only have a few minutes remaining in the show tonight, and we had intended originally, and in live radio it never goes according to plan, but we had intended originally to have just a normal show. We talk about this, we talk about that, not about our friends being subject to arrest and expulsion and who knows what else. But that's the way the cookie crumbled this evening. But anyway, Scoop has not been with us for the last 2 weeks, and that is because he had a family vacation to Disney World, my favorite place in the world. Now, I know we're going to split hairs here in just a moment because I was, for years before I became a husband and father and had all of these responsibilities that a grown man can have, I was an annual pass holder to Walt Disney World, and I went down there and had more good times than I could possibly recount. But Scoop has been down there, not for 2 weeks, but he left on a Saturday and returned on a Saturday, so that rendered him unavailable for two shows. But he's back tonight, and he's back fresh from Disney, and I'm sure a little bit lighter in the wallet for it. Scoop, thanks for calling in. I know you've had your hands full tonight, too, with a sick daughter, and so we thank you for making yourself available.
No problem, and good evening, Cesspool family. And as I'm talking to you, Eddie Miller's trying to call me for whatever reason. Well, that's how live radio goes. But, folks, if you listen to the archives from the past years, you hear Mr. Edwards boast about how great Disney World is. You know, it's heaven on earth. Folks, I'm here to tell you, Disney World is a cult. They try to separate you and your money as fast as humanly possible. Now, my wife never met a dollar she wanted to keep for more than a day or two. So she was in hog heaven. I swear to God that for every one ride and or attraction, there is a souvenir stand selling, you know, same Disney junk that every other park has. And when you come on the bus, they tell you about how great Disney is. Then when you're leaving on a Disney bus going back to Orlando Airport, they like to remind you that there's not one, but two Disney souvenir stands at Orlando airports. And if you love Disney so much, go on the website and find out about Disney timeshares. And on top of that, a pier at the joint is like $6. So needless to say, my time at the bar was very, very short. Where else to begin? You know that.
Now, I got a place, Scoop. I must say, if you're going to get a premium product, you got to pay a premium price. I mean, that's just the laws of it all. And you were there in the happiest place on earth. That's what they call themselves. But I asked you, and I must say, now I got all these pictures of Scoop and his family via text message. Scoop was texting me all week, the previous week. You should have seen the look on his daughter's face. Now, Scoop, what was that worth to you, my friend? What was that worth?
What was it worth? $207. Because I took my daughter to what's known as the Bippity Boppity Boutique, and for a good price, they will make you a princess from head to toe. And they did a bang-up job, but they came to me and said, oh, Mr. Stanton, for this, that, and the other thing, the photographs and whatever, the kitchen sink, your price today is $207.
Scoop actually sent me a text message picture, a picture message, rather, of that receipt. I received no less than 20 photo messages from Scoop during his adventure to Disney World. He also went to my Mecca. He went to Epcot, which is my heaven on earth. And I asked Scoop for one simple thing. He was there for a week. I even put in this request on the first day. I said, Scoop, get a picture of you with Belle That would be Princess Belle of Beauty and the Beast. I said, I want a picture. I even told him where she met. She meets at either the Enchanted Tales with Belle at the Magic Kingdom, or you can meet her in France at Epcot. And she's there all day. I mean, you couldn't possibly miss her if you wanted to see her. I asked for one simple thing. Now, I got 100 pictures from Scoop. Did I get a picture of him with Belle? No. And so I'm asking, I have not got a straight answer yet as to why that was. So I'm asking him on live nationally syndicated radio, why did you not get a picture with Belle, Scoop? You got one with Ariel. I mean, I saw your daughter with Ariel at least. Why not Belle?
Well, one, I couldn't find Belle because she wasn't in the gift shops where my wife was spending lots of my money. Number two, she wasn't at the bar at the Disney All-Star Movie Resort. So there you have it, folks.
but you could, I mean, let's be frank here. I mean, we're being frank with one another. You could have found her. I told you where she lives. I told you where she stays. Well, I mean, she's there.
I hate to tell you this, but she must have got evicted or something because she was not at either place they told me to where she would be.
And then I asked him to do one more thing for me. Now, he's been on this show for 9 years. I mean, dead gum near since day one. I said, go ride the Maelstrom. It's in the World Showcase at Epcot. It's in Norway. Go ride the Maelstrom. Scoop, did you ride the Maelstrom?
That's a big negative.
We heard rumors that Belle heard you were coming in a couple of profile. But why didn't you ride the Maelstrom, man? I mean, come on. I mean, it couldn't have been simpler.
Here's why. When you go to Disney World with a 20-something-week pregnant interval wife and a 3.5-year-old, the things that you want to do and the things they want to do are totally different. And I kept telling my wife, let's ride the Maelstrom. You know, they're getting rid of it. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. No, she didn't want to do that. She wanted to do some other nonsense. Probably go spend time in the souvenir stand or something. But
he is married, ladies and gentlemen. As Keith once said, any man that'll tell you he's the boss at home will lie about other things as well. That was Keith's long, long lost catchphrase. That is especially true on vacations to Disney World.
Exactly. And then they had a food and wine festival that you told me about. I'm like, hot dog.
Yes.
And so I stopped at a place to get a nice frosty adult beverage. And the missus had to go tend to her personal needs in the ladies' room. She comes back, and she scolded me for buying a $7 beer. I'm like, what? I mean, you buy all this junk, I can't have one beer? If she only knew the Boilermakers I had to have every single night staying in that joint, she would go through the roof.
Well, hopefully she's not tuned in tonight, right?
No. She particularly does not care for the political cesspool.
Hey, is she coming to Tennessee with you, Scoop?
I don't know, and I got you and the Copperhead doing an Ocean Eleven's type deal to get me down to Memphis.
Yeah, you got your flight. You got your flight booked. Your hotel room. What's left to chance? I mean, what is there? I mean, share with me
the biggest hassle of all, Mr. Stanton.
Well, you've already booked a plane ticket and a hotel room, so what is your exit strategy?
Well, I want to say that for you and the Copperhead off air, because I don't want somebody calling my house or going on Facebook or things like, oh, your husband's applied to get that Memphis, you know, with or without you, you know.
Scoop, if you don't come down here for this, I mean, how am I going to live with myself? I've at least got to turn out the hosting staff. I've at least got to have the hosting staff here.
Well, I'll be there come hell or high water, but you know, I need the help of you and especially the Copperhead to pull this off. But I would, you know.
Well, how am I going to help you? I got an email from a certain member of your family telling me to never talk to you again. So how am I going to?
I got a plot. I got a scheme going on. It's you know, Ocean 11 worthy.
Well, listen, we're going to make a movie of this, and it's going to be... I don't know who we'd show it to, but each other. But listen, I mean, this is the price you pay for being a truth teller in the modern day society. Keith Alexander knows it all too well, don't we all? But well, I don't know it as good as you, Scoop, but I love you. I love you for it, and I appreciate the sacrifice. And I hope to see you. You know, I haven't seen you in a long, long time. It's been a few years since Washington, and before that, 2007, maybe here in Memphis. But we got to take a break tonight. I wish you got a picture with Bell, but maybe next time. I love you, Scoop. Thank you, brother. And thanks to everyone else tonight to make this show a success. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.